Hey there! Welcome to the Cheerful by Choice podcast. This is where people trying or hoping to be happier come for quick, simple steps we can take to get us there with fun, inspirational stories, reminding us it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel our feelings. And there's always someone out there cheering you on. That's me. I'm Lydia Taggart, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, best-selling author, mom of six, including quadruplets, and daughter of God on a mission to increase happiness and hope in the world. I'm so glad you're here. If you like this show, share and subscribe. Let's get to it.
Hello, fellow happy teenagers.
Hello!
Wait, you guys are happy and you're teenagers? How does that happen?
Well, we use the frame formula to have great relationships.
The frame formula? What's that?
Well, you can learn about it in the book my mom wrote.
Yeah!
It's called the frame formula, your parenting source to communicate like it's your superpower. Go to www.theframeformula.com.
www.theframeformula.com.
All right, I'm going there now. I need a superpower. Thanks!
Hey there, friend. You ever feel like you're being bullied and you're just surrounded by a bunch of bullies? Well, here's the solution. Are you ready? The solution is really easy to be heard, like most of the things that we talk about around here, but really difficult to actually do. It takes a little bit of work and consistency and time, but it's a simple solution, okay? This ends bullying. I was reading this article the other day, and it was talking about kids being bullied. Now, we're probably not a kid in high school or elementary school. You're probably an adult, maybe a mom, but we still get bullied. Most of the time, it's by ourselves. We let that in. But here's the solution. You got to know who you are. This article cited a few studies that they found. When kids know who they are, then it doesn't matter if people pick on them or not. And people just don't bully them as much if they're confident in who they are. So are you confident in who you are? Who do you think you are? And I don't mean like, who do you think you are? I mean, who do you really think you are? Who are you? Do you know? It's time to decide. And it's time to remember. And it's time to reinforce what you know and get that bullying voice out of your head. Or if it's a real bully, because sometimes we attract things that we're actually thinking about and doing on the inside appear in our outside world too. So these layers of experiences that we're identifying ourselves with, remember, they're just added on to who we are. They're layered on to that core of who we actually are. Your values, your spirit, your interests, who you are at the core is what really, really matters. Being a mom, being a banker, being whatever it is that you actually do isn't necessarily who you are. I'll say that again. What you do isn't necessarily who you are. It's a reflection, it's an outgrowth, it's a because of or in addition to who you are, but it doesn't define you. Okay, so if you're sad or depressed, let's remember this is an experience added on to us. It's not going to be I am sad. You can say, I have sadness. I came across this really, really wonderful, I believe it's in Ireland, they say it more like, I have sadness within me. I have this feeling somewhere within me. If we can identify where it is and what it is, and we have it, we can let it go. If it's not who we are, then we can let it go. We can change the shoes. We can change our hair. We can change and let go of these things that we have that don't have to define us. They can add to us. Okay, so why would all of these negative things be a part of who we are anyway? They're for our growth. and so we can help other people. When we are able to get through these negative things, if we feel like we've been bullied, if we feel like we've had sadness within us, then we grow in empathy. We grow stronger when we have to deal with harder things. We grow and we get better. And then we can help other people. And that's really, you know, part of life, that we're on this planet for each other. And I really, really want you to stop bullying yourself. Decide who you are. Decide what it is that you stand for. And let the other things that aren't necessarily part of your core identity, let those be just an experience added on to who you are, so that you can grow through them and let them go. And you can pick up all the pieces that are worth keeping from these negative experiences and the bullying, and the things that we learn are valuable, but we don't have to keep all of it. We can just add a little bit here and there, and we can reflect on it and grow through it. All right, so who are you? What do you know about you? What is it that makes you different and unique and special? Because you are special. And no matter what it is, you're worth it. You are worth the extra effort, the extra time, and the little bit of extra love that you can give yourself. You make a difference, and I'm so glad that you're here. All right, go have a wonderful day, and let me know what it is that you are doing different to take that little bit of sadness, that little bit of whatever it is that you have within you that's an experience added to you, to let me know what you're changing. I would love to see the differences that you're making in the world too. All right, have a great day.
That's a wrap for today. Thanks for being part of the Cheerful by Choice movement. Remember, you are more amazing than you can imagine. Sign up for our newsletter at cheerfulbychoice.com and let us know what you're thinking in the comments, or send us a message. See you next time.